30. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 8:47 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council votes to demolish building at Meade's Corner in downtown Wichita to construct a new building.
Two.
City Council postpones approval of design build team for new stadium.
One.
Today is a national day of mourning in honor of President Bush. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, the gasoline prices in Wichita. Seeing prices still around 193, 191 in a lot of places, but at the low end, I'm seeing 189, 189, 13th and West Street. Also at 21st and Ridge, 189 gas there as well. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 51 degrees after yesterday's high of 36. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Tomorrow's high 34. Partly cloudy, west wind at 8 miles per hour and 24 degrees. 8:48, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock on the Glenn Beck program.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Chen is host. Roaming Millennial Uncensored. That's the topic. New Blaze TV news of the day. All coming up. Glenn Beck, top of the hour here on KNSS. Of course, if we've been talking about the fact that the... first of all, I'd like to tell you that the weather is brought to you by the Monarch.
Yep.
Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. I was down there last week with some of my friends.
Yeah.
Had a great evening, and I actually had the crispy salad, which is something I usually eat something else, but that was really good. So anyway.
What's crispy about it?
Oh, it's got crispy chicken salad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got
all
some
right.
pieces
nice.
Of chicken in there. 8:49, Steve and Ted. Of course, we've been talking about the fact that this is a national day of mourning. You won't have any regular mail delivery. State and federal offices are closed. Wichita City offices, however, are open. And Wichita State University not having classes today. Is that about it, Ted?
Sedgwick County will be open as well, I believe.
Is County coming open too? Okay. Well, they got that. And got live coverage coming up on our webpage of the service there in Washington, D.C. So just go to knssradio.com. And Tony Dusing, our program director, says it'll be right there, easily found if you'd like to follow and monitor the service this morning. And, of course, the president's body will be going by train to Houston and then back up to College Station, Texas, where he will be buried next to his daughter, Robin, and his wife. So that's what's coming up there. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted. Today's Steve and Ted poll question. Oh, it's so much fun. Which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of year? Happy holidays? Zero. Apparently nobody...
Nobody uses that as an exclusive?
Okay. Not responding to our
not
poll.
Not among our responders.
No,
yeah.
That's, they don't. And other, which would be anything from, I think, Hanukkah to Kwanzaa or whatever, 6%. Either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't matter, 6%.
Either one, 6%.
Merry Christmas, 88%.
Well, the people have spoken.
How about that? So you go to the webpage, knssradio.com. It's the Steve and Ted poll question of the day. You could be involved in this exciting survey, if you will.
Woohoo!
Because we had Facebook yesterday. Jad put on something about my birthday. And
yes.
Let's see, you've got some comments here. Elaine.
Yeah, did the flood of well-wishers roll in?
Happy birthday, says Elaine, to you. And many, many more, wishing you a year filled with delightful surprises.
Nice.
And Cindy wrote, just missed getting a $98, the $98 at Taco Bell, but understand it made one gentleman very happy. Good job. That was last Friday.
Yeah, it was last week.
Down
you
south,
were out at Taco Bell.
And the man who got the $98 is a good listener, Steve and Ted.
How about that?
Well, you can't beat that.
I'll be out at Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge Friday during the 5 o'clock hour.
This Friday? Okay.
For a $98 giveaway.
That's a 5 o'clock hour. Taco Bell's Christmas cash. Hey, stocks posted big losses Tuesday with all three major indexes closing down more than 3%.
Ooh. Caterpillar, JP Morgan, Apple, all those stocks down here. Of course, it was all about trade in the beginning.
companies that do a lot of business in China, their shares falling. So Caterpillar down 6.7, Boeing down 4.7, 3M down 2.9. But Apple here, interesting, because they fell dramatically as well, down 4%. They had some stock-specific news. Their shares downgraded today. Financials also doing horribly as well. J.P. Morgan down 4.3%, Citi down 4.6%. The Bank of America down 5.8%.
Fox's Jerry Willis reporting on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Stock markets are closed today for the National Day of Mourning. And some news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. The Wichita City Council has given the green light to tearing down Meade's Corner. Council voted Tuesday to allow developers to tear down the historic structure to make room for a four-story mixed-use building. The Historic Preservation Board recommended keeping the building. The vote was 6-1. Councilman Brandon Johnson was the sole no vote on that. A lawsuit claims Textron Aviation is to blame for the crash of a Cessna T-206 stationary airplane in Arkansas in 2015. The airplane crashed shortly after takeoff. The pilot suffered minor injuries. The lawsuit claims a piece of a drill bit was left in part of the engine after repairs were done. Textron Aviation's parent company did not respond to requests for comments. And employees at Cargill Protein are preparing to move into their new headquarters at 825 East Douglas. The Wichita Business Journal got a chance to go inside the new building and has photos on the website. It's a 190,000-square-foot facility with boardrooms overlooking the skyline, outdoor lounge spaces, video conferencing rooms, and games for employees to play Cargill with that new building. And isn't that, Ted, right at the same footprint as the old Wichita Eagle building?
Right on the same
right
place.
Right in the same place.
And that building is gone, and now a beautiful new building is in its place.
And Cargill, we salute you, and thank you for being a part of Wichita and what looks like it's going to be a great future.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
Just a quick reminder, again, the webpage, knssradio.com, if you want continuing coverage of the memorial service that's going on in Washington, D.C. for President Bush. That's right there on our webpage. It's 8:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up. KNSS News at the top of the hour. More on that city council vote about the historic building downtown and the getting rid of Meade Corner. We have some comments on that coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.